You know, it's fascinating to watch how Silicon Valley is currently experiencing a fundamental split over the rise of Chinese artificial intelligence. It feels like we're looking at two completely different worlds right under our noses.
It really is. And if you look closely, you'll see that billion-dollar AI companies like OpenAI and Anthropic are viewing Chinese advancements as a genuine existential threat. Meanwhile, smaller, niche startups are looking at the exact same landscape and seeing a major opportunity.
That divide really comes down to two fundamentally different approaches to competition, innovation, and just plain market survival. But I have to ask, why are the giants so on edge?
Well, their alarm stems from four key factors. First, Chinese AI labs are iterating at an unprecedented speed. They're rapidly closing the performance gaps with Western models, which is putting serious pressure on established players.
And it's not just about speed, right? I've been reading how they're aggressively leveraging open source releases like QN2, 5, and DeepSeek V3.
Exactly. That strategy is highly effective. It builds a massive global developer ecosystem, accelerates model improvement, and directly undermines the proprietary, API-driven revenue models that Western startups have been relying on.
Plus, you can't ignore the infrastructure side. China benefits from massive, unified government support, state-backed funding, vast data access, and a currently permissive regulatory environment.
And on top of that, China's dominance in chip manufacturing and hardware supply chains allows for much cheaper, scalable AI infrastructure. For well-funded Western startups, that combination poses a direct threat to their market dominance and long-term viability.
But here's the beautiful part. In contrast, those smaller AI startups are actually viewing Chinese AI as a catalyst for growth. It's like a breath of fresh air for them.
Precisely. Lacking the budgets for expensive Western API calls, these smaller companies are benefiting immensely from free or low-cost access to powerful open-source models.
And that dramatically lowers the barriers to entry. It enables rapid experimentation and lets small teams build hybrid solutions, combining the best of Eastern and Western architectures to really accelerate their development cycles.
Because they're focused on solving specific niche problems rather than building trillion-dollar platforms, they aren't threatened by a rising tide of capable AI. Instead, they see it as a vital counterbalance to Western monopoly power, which ultimately ensures a more diverse and competitive market.
So the core takeaway here is that both perspectives are completely valid. They're just operating on different timelines and objectives.
Right. The billion-dollar companies are playing for global technological dominance and national security, while the smaller players are laser-focused on practical application and business survival.
And honestly, if the West just doubles down on a strategy based on fear and restriction, it's going to fail. We need to be more agile and open-minded.
Agreed. Instead, the United States should embrace the competitive energy driving those smaller startups. We need to invest in open-source ecosystems, reduce regulatory burdens, and foster decentralized, rapid innovation.
Ultimately, the winners in this global AI race won't be the ones who just sound the alarm. They'll be the ones who can navigate this divide by leveraging worldwide technological advances while building a resilient, competitive domestic AI industry. And that's a future I'm genuinely excited to see unfold.